Grace and peace. I am so excited to see you back here with yours truly. This is the next episode of Dare to Dream with Dr. Nicole, and I have a treat for each and every one of you. Oftentimes, we like to hear the candid, authentic voices of others. But when you take someone that has a candid, authentic voice, keeps it 100, and they're a branding expert, and they can tell you how to dream, and they will call you out when you're not doing what you need to do to fulfill the things that you say you want in your life, you have come across a winner. Today, I am so excited that Niche Rose has thought it not robbery to hang out with me so that we can help all of you dare to dream. In this day and age, in 2023, we must recognize that financial freedom comes as a result of people being committed to investing in themselves. And so Niche is an award-winning visual brand expert, a teacher. I love the fact that she is a serial entrepreneur, multiple business owner, and a motivated mother who is going to help us out today. And so I'd like for you to welcome to Dare to Dream with me, none other than Niche Rose. Niche, how are you today? And welcome to Dare to Dream.
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am well. Listen, what I love about you is that you get people all the way straight. And what I mean by that is that you are in people's faces about what they say they want in their lives. And as I began to, you know, just I follow you on Facebook and social media. And as I began to just really, you know, watch you over the years just blossom and evolve and, you know, take on different roles in your life, different stages of your life. One of the things that it really struck me is that you have the ability to talk to individuals about ensuring that their mindset is intact if they really want to be wealthy. Now, I've drawn that conclusion based off of your post, but I know that's a philosophy you subscribe to. So please tell everybody about you and why you feel so adamantly about that.
Okay, well, I am Niche Rose. I'm a visual brand expert. Long story short, I'm the person you come to when you need to get, you know, your business together. You need to get your visuals in order for your business and to just go forth with it. But I hardcore subscribe to having the right mindset, because a lot of times we feel like if we have money that everything is going to be good, or if we just get something really fast that things are going to work, and we don't take much time to really build our mind and get the knowledge and the wisdom that we need as it pertains to even getting money or just accomplishing our goals. So to me, I just take it very, very seriously. And I tell everybody that I come in contact with that your mindset is everything. If you say you're going to have something, you will have it, because initially your body, your mind, your heart are going to align, and everybody, your body, mind, and heart is going to align so that you can go after and get what you want. But if you speak doubt, if it's in your mind, and you feel, oh, I'm not going to do this, or I can't do it, you start using words like can, and I don't know, and I'm a see, and I don't believe, then your mindset is not in the place for you to even receive what it is you're asking for or what you're going after. And so I always tell people, if your mindset is not together, you're not going to get what you want.
So that's the beautiful thing, because I don't think people understand the power of attraction. Right. And so the power of attraction is, and if I want to be biblical, you know, I speak those things which be not as though they were, or, if you're walking obedience, you shall have good success. There's so many scriptures that will allow you to see that if you work hard for a thing there's nothing that God won't do if you're aligning your life up. So it's very interesting, because when we start talking about the aspect of being an entrepreneur, right, mm-hmm. One of the things, and we have the Dare to Dream Institute, when we have this program called You Are a Business, and it is a curriculum-based program for returning citizens. The first thing that I address with them is twofold. I need to know what your mind is like, and I need to know what your attitude is like relative to money. Because if you're going to tap out on you, I cannot make this investment into you at this time. How important is that? Because people don't understand, you'll work 60 hours and you might not get a paycheck. How you gonna feel about that?
I always tell people, and I'm really straight up with them when it comes to just mindset, when it comes to business, it's like, if you're not willing to go all out on yourself, nobody's going to do it for you. it's just, that's just it. Like, if you go and you associate with people who want to make it, who's doing what they have to do, and you want to be that person, you want to get into that space, and you don't take yourself seriously, right, enough to move forward with that, it's just not going to work. It's not going to happen. Like, I don't take much time with people who are doubtful. You know, I listen to what people say, how they say it, their attitude when they're saying it, because you have some people who just don't know certain things and they really want to do it, but they just don't know. And then you have other people who say they want it, but they're not willing to do the work. They're not only the footwork or the groundwork, you're not willing to do the mind work for you to even begin to get into that field, for you to do what you have to do. So I don't spend, to be honest, and not to be rude, I don't try to spend most times with people. I'm like, listen, I'm going to tell you what it's going to require. It's work. Anything that you're doing that you want to have or that's worth getting for you is going to take work. You have to work on yourself first. You can't go and push nothing. You can't go and sell nothing. You can't go and promote nothing if you don't first believe that you already have what you have. Like, it's just not going to work.
And that's what I love, because you'll be like, listen, sweet, this is not it. You're not there yet, but I'm going to need you to go back and speak positive affirmations to yourself. Yes. You have also told individuals you probably need a whole new friend group, because you're trying to dream big dreams and they trying to stay there. And they're not. And so when someone gets to that place, like I'm the dare to dream lady. So anything that you see about Dr. Nicole is dare to dream here, is dare to dream institute, is dare to dream. But if you don't have the right circle around you, you're trying to do something, you've got too many other individuals. Even if you change your own language, you yes. have other individuals that will say, oh, that can't be done because they've never seen it before or what have you. How important is it that someone gets to the place that they're willing to leave the comfortability behind and go ahead and forge into new territory?
When you get to a certain point, it's going to become uncomfortable for you to even be there. And so for me and in my instance, I don't, there's certain words like can't, I don't use can't, you know, if I'm saying I'm getting ready to do something or we're going to do this, the people that I surround myself with usually say to me now, they're like, well, what we got to do? Like, that's just it. Cause they know you're going to do it with me or I'm going to do it without you, but this is what's going to happen. And usually with me doing that, they also have seen the fruit, right? Because it's like a lot of times we want people to jump on us with stuff, but there's no fruit for them to jump on to even believe what's going to happen. Me, I would say, listen, y'all, none of y'all don't have to help me. I'm still going to do this and get it done. And once I started doing that, my family got on board, my closest friends got on board, and everyone is pretty much getting into alignment because I have the fruit. They see it. They're like, oh, okay, she said she was going to do it, and it actually happened. And I just tell the people that's close around me to stay focused, and affirmations is a big thing. I tell people, listen to affirmations when you're going to sleep, when you wake up in the morning, when you pray or you meditate, listen to affirmations, speak positive words over yourself, into yourself, because that's what you're going to see throughout whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. That's just the black and white. Like, you have to make sure you stay around people who are positive. And the minute you say you're getting ready to do something, or you, hey, I got this idea to start this business, or I'm going to open this restaurant, or I'm going to sell these shirts, and somebody says anything that disturbs your spirit or makes you feel like they're not with you, it's okay, no problem. I'm not talking to you again. I'm not coming to you with my ideas. I'm not coming to you, and I'm going to go find me another circle, or I'm going to do it myself until God brings me the people that's going to support or understand the vision of what I'm trying to do. And that's really hard for a lot of people. And I tell people, just the more you start studying, the more you start, you get positive affirmations, the more you build your mindset up as you go further, that stuff doesn't even become an issue no more. It's like, you're not even receptive to it.
That's what I love about God, because like there is a faith moment that one must realize. You must do a lot of work. You can be in partnership with God. And even if you start the journey out by yourself, he always sends help, or you'll see it in the universe, for individuals that are talking the same language that you're talking, so that you have an opportunity to build up that level of connectivity with people who are vested in what it is that you're looking to do. That brings me to another question, because you are a branding expert. You have credibility. You've been doing this for 20 plus years. And listen, there is, there are people out there that can say her work is legitimate. And we love that, in this regard. But I'm going to speak candidly. I'm going to speak candidly because, you know, you guys, you already know. I'll tell y'all 100,000. I'm going to tell y'all where it is. For a very long time, you know, I personally did not understand the balance between style and substance. As a matter of fact, you know, it's because relationships, we're not going to talk about that. However, right? So at my substance, and that's what got me to be who it is that I am. But it was a painful cost for me to get my style consistent with my substance. People oftentimes will have one versus the other, and they're always trying to marry it. But imagery matters. When someone says that they're daring to dream, how you present yourself matters. My credibility, quite honestly, and thank you God for it, during those awkward years for me, it was my substance that kept me.
Right.
Maybe I didn't always have the style that I needed in order to make that happen. But when someone can learn that lesson as early as possible, what are some of the things that they ought to do when they're daring to dream? Because they don't have a second time to make a first impression.
Right. So what I usually tell people when they ask me things around like similar to that, I usually tell them to look up, you know, who is it that you look up to or who is it that you like? If you're going to if you're going into a specific industry, and say a lot of people I get want to be luxury. They want to charge a lot of money for the things that they have, right? I don't want to sell nothing for $5. I want my stuff to be $297, $597. I'm saying, well, you have to go to look and see who is a potential competitor and see how the standard is in that industry when it comes to branding. I don't want anybody to get mad at me, right? But I know a lot of things people say is, oh, I want a glitter logo. You might be in, you know, you might be in fashion or you might be in the cosmetic industry. Like, I want a glitter logo. What I usually tell them is, well, who do you like? A lot of them say, oh, I like MAC. I like Fenty. I said, okay, well, go look up the brand, look up the style and look up how it is. And then see where that falls with whatever it is you have in your hand. If the standard is not correct, according to the industry you're going in, they will not look at you. Doesn't matter how much substance you have. And if you happen to be lucky and they see you have substance, they're going to have you change everything that you already have because the substance is there, but the visuals is not there to attract the people that's going to buy for the price that you put out.
And so, that point right there is the point that when I said I recognize that it was painful to get the style to be consistent with the substance. I'm trying to help y'all not go broke trying to do that. Now, you have other individuals that really got dollar budgets, but want $10,000 billboards. And they don't understand it's levels to this thing. When you're daring the dream, you've got to know where you are and what your potential is in terms of earning whatever it might be. People are trying to charge prices that honestly, they not worth it.
They don't add up, right?
They don't talk like, you not worth what you're asking. Your product's not worth what it's asking. You know, your whole presentation doesn't mean, I don't even want to have a conversation with you right now because you're so totally out of the box and you don't have any credibility behind you. And so how do you help people out in that regard? Because one thing that, again, I'm going to say this for the people in the back that didn't understand what I said the first time, Niche gonna keep it 100. That's what I love about her. If you ever want to laugh, if you ever want to get checked, if you want the Holy Spirit to speak to you, you get all of that on her page early in the morning, late at night. She got time all day for it, but it's always invaluable. And I appreciate and respect, you know, your candid nature overall, because it helps individuals to recognize, wait a minute, she's helping. And then here's the other thing I will say, you're not getting over something before you tell people what you're going through. And that's important as well. So that was a long roundabout question, but you know, to get back to the basics of it, you know, you got this $10 budget, but you want your $10,000, you know, imagery of a thing. How do you bring people down to reality?
I usually tell people you need get an ebook. There's so many people on social media that can actually help you. And there's people on social media that will take your money, that will steal from you, that's going to lie. I always tell people that you can actually Google people. You know, if you type my name in Google, you're going to see my website come up. You're going to see a whole bunch of other people's names come up for people that I've worked with or done work for. You can actually look up these people, right? But I would tell you, if you have a small budget, consider where you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't, because it all depends on where you're trying to go with your business and what you're trying to do. Like I said, I got a lot of people that come to me that want to do luxury. They want to sell this money. I'm like, well, how much do you have? You know, he's like, oh, well, I don't have that much. I only have $100. I don't have $200. I'm like, well, you know, go look up how much Fenty paid for their logo. This is all public information. Go look up how much Gucci logo, how much they paid for that. Go look up the brand styling for Fenty, whoever it is you like, and see how much they paid for that, right? If you're not in that bracket, start small. You have different things like Fiverr, you know what I'm saying? Upwork, people that can get things done for you for a smaller amount of money that you don't have at the moment. But I tell people, start where you are. Like if you just have the $100, work the $100 as much as you can with what you need. I usually tell people to get coaching first or get an ebook and do some studying, get on some podcasts. They have branding podcasts. They have cosmetic podcasts. They have podcasts about business, things of that nature. If you don't have $250, $500 to start, I will start investing in myself. I want to know more about the industry. I'm going to get this book. I want, you know, before I even start and getting branding or getting a logo or getting a website, you didn't even do the necessary work of researching the industry that you even really want to get in. Did you really sit down there for a month, 2 months, 3 months and really study what it is that you're jumping into? You know, like people don't do that. And I tell them, you can't just shoot off to the stars. Your mindset can be there. Your heart can be there. But realistically, if you don't have the money, it's not going to work. And so
I'm glad you brought it back to the mindset aspect of it, because the legwork or the footwork, the groundwork that you're talking about, you know, one of the things is that people will say, oh, this is in my heart, this is in my spirit. And I'm not trying to be funny for anybody. You know, I appreciate something in your heart, in your spirit, or the Lord put something on me, because you know that's what Louis said. But the right. Lord put this on my heart. And I just right. Go, right. I just want to talk church language just for a moment so that they understand. And so, you know, I was in prayer and the God revealed this to me. And so I'm just waiting on the Lord. And I'm like, well, what are you waiting on God for if he already revealed something to you? You know, one of the best things that we have is the book of Google, right? So if you are here talking to me, you could go to Google. And then here's the beautiful thing about God. If we want to put faith into the conversation and we really do have a changed mindset to do what it is that God has instructed us to do, then once he drops something into your spirit, so say you, then you have a responsibility to take that and at least see where it leads you for research and further exploration of a thing, because you're daring a dream, right? And so where does that dream leave? How does a dream become a reality if you don't do the legwork? God's not doing all the work.
That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line, especially that's something I stress to people, especially in the kingdom. You prayed and God revealed to you what you're supposed to be doing. And you, what else do you think he's going to do? Like, I don't think people think of God. Like, I literally talk to God like I'm talking to you, right? Thank you. Just like that. I'm like, God, I need your help. Like, well, how much more do you think he's going to do? He's not going to do it. And this is in the word, like it's provided. It's already there. He already gave it to you. He revealed it. This is what you're supposed to do. So much of us, we want the pencil, we want the paper, we want the idea, we want the money, we want to move the timing, get right, then we want to have a break. It's like, he's not doing it. Like, he's not going to do that. Like, if he reveals something to you and he told you this is what you're supposed to do, it's for you to at least make the movement. And that's usually what God wants. A lot of times we have these dreams and we feel like, oh, it's so big and it can't get done. And God's just like, just move. Like, I already told you what it is. You know, and you know in your heart that's what you're supposed to do. Just move with it. Even with me, with my personal stuff, I'm like, God, I don't know. Because a lot of people like the posts and stuff I put up. And sometimes I'm like, God, am I too rough? But I don't want to change. God's like, just move. It don't matter. Listen, I got things. I got what I'm going to have for you. You have to move. You don't got to worry about nothing else. If you know this is what you're supposed to do, move. And then God still will provide. He will provide. That's what I believe.
So how do you eat an elephant? You take one bite at a time, but the first thing that you got to do is you got to take the first bite. And that's the thing that people don't understand. So I'm going to ask you a difficult question. Because people will say, this is what I'm supposed to do. Like, I am supposed to cut an album. I can't sing and I don't have that Keith Sweat energy. Sorry, Keith, you know I love you, but I'm just saying. I don't have that Keith Sweat energy. I can't sing. When can our mindset lead us wrong, lead us astray? And you know, good's all gone well. You ain't supposed to be where you try to go. How do you have that conversation? Because you're the person that's like, okay, I hear what you're saying and I got to see it. and see it visually, but I don't see it. Like, how do you have that conversation?
I don't hear it. I just like, listen, are you like, are you sure? Like, okay, well, if you think, I'm straight up. I'm like, listen, maybe you're supposed to cut an album, but maybe it's not you supposed to be on an album. Maybe it's supposed to be somebody else. Maybe you're supposed to be involved. Maybe God gave you a vision for this, but maybe you're interpreting it wrong. You know, I'll say things like, I'll try and work with them and see where it's at. But for the most part, if I could be just straight honest, I'm like, listen, if that's what you feel God told you to do, and I'm here hearing or listening and telling you this is not cool, or I'll go to other, let's go take it to an expert. You may not want to hear what I have to say, right? But take it to somebody who knows music, who knows what's good, and they're telling you that it's not good. I'm like, if you're not going to listen to the experts, to the people who are in the industry and know these people are cutting albums, these people are getting people signed, whatever, and you don't want to listen to them, then you're going to have to figure it out. Like, I guess you're just going to be on your own.
I think you identify what's very important. Everyone should recognize the value of mentors. You identified getting a coach, you know, where you want to be. And this is the thing, when you're daring the dream, I don't care what the industry is. I don't care what the missionary focus is. I don't care what the, what the opportunity is. You need support. You need help. You need support. And the one thing that I always trust that God will do is he will bring to light the very things that you need. And the other thing is that you can turn around and ask people, once you've identified where it is you're supposed to go, I don't know why people won't pick up the phone and say, hey, I'm trying to do this. You're the best at it. How can I get down? Like, I will come, I'll carry your coffee. What do you want? But I just want to learn from you. And people do not take that to heart. To get access into a space that they may not have, you know, the experience or the expertise. So in that regard, how would you respond to that?
I always tell people, serve your way to success. Every single client that I've had, and I have worked and worked with a lot of people, that's music, you see them on your TV, you see them in your movies. I have always got my biggest clients, my biggest paying clients and things of that nature through serving every single last one of them. I literally look at what they're doing and I apply what I'm able to do with what they don't have, right? And so I'll say, okay, I went to your website, it's really not good, or you can be doing this. And I'll offer my services for free. I'll offer a lot of free work. I'll offer my services for free for a while until it becomes like a necessity, right? And so then when I go to them, I'm like, hey, okay, we did this 2 months, 3 months, you know, this is the fee. That's usually how I get a lot of my clients. Like, okay, I'm just going to pay because without you, we don't, you know, we can't get it going. And so I tell people, make sure you serve your way. It's okay to serve. It's okay to serve. It's okay to learn so that you can grow, you know, grow and get to the place that you want to be at. It's nothing wrong with that. Doesn't make you weak or corny.
I'm a little older than Niche. So I'm going to say this. I told y'all, it took me 30 years to become an overnight success. I ain't doing too much for free
there's a time and place for that, because now I don't have to. Now it's like, if you don't have money, you don't have a lot of money, you don't have a lot of connections, find you a mentor and go serve them and see what they're doing. Go sit around the people they're sitting around, especially if they're higher than you in the industry you want to be at or the business. I've learned a lot from serving and offering stuff for free to the point where now I don't have to. And the people that I was serving for free is like, you need to change your prices. This is ridiculous. Like, your resume is ridiculous. It's crazy. Why are you charging this? You know what I'm saying? So it's a time and place for everything. Of course, when you get to a certain place, you ain't offering. You don't have to. I don't have to now. It's like, I could actually say no, which is a blessing. Because before I couldn't. It's like, oh, I need all this. I could actually say, no, I'm not doing that. Or I could actually partner and align myself with people who are on the same mission that I'm on. So I tell people, a lot of people feel like, oh, I'm not serving. I'm not doing that for free. I'm like, okay, well, you can sit where you at. Everyone asks me, how do I get what I have? It's because I served my way to success.
And you just talked about scaling up and how it's possible for you to do that. And I think that that's probably the biggest takeaway for those individuals that are out there. As we begin to wrap up this episode, I hope y'all got valuable information. But Niche, what would you tell other individuals to do? They're daring to dream. You have the brand and the expertise overall. You understand the mindset is critical. What are the steps that you would tell somebody to take so that they can achieve what it is that they're dreaming about?
I would say definitely change your mindset. Anything that's negative, that don't align with what you're doing, get it out, erase it. Get you some mentors, get you some people you trust, get you some honest people in your life that's going to tell you the real about what it is you're doing. You know, stay faithful, stay diligent, and stay persistent in what you want to accomplish. And as long as your mind is, I can do it, it's going to happen. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. If it's what God wants you to do and it's aligned, it's going to happen. You just have to make the first move.
And she said it. She said, it's going to happen. I'm going to end on a note that is her statement. I want to give all of the credit to Niche Coles here with us. If somebody wants to get in touch with you, because I am going to say this in the very end, how do they contact you? How do they get in touch with you?
You can contact me. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Niche Rose. On Instagram, it's at Niche Rose _. On Facebook, it's Niche Rose. You can find me at the same name on all the platforms.
All the platforms. See, she make it easy. That's a little bit of Brandon and Kobe Simpson. Everything is the
goal. Yes.
Everything is the goal, right? And I will say one thing that is probably a little glib. I was so excited when I could finally tell somebody, Google me, baby, because that's where my resume is. And I think I'm being able to say that. But if you're out there daring to dream and you haven't figured out how to get there, I think the most valuable lesson that you can take away from this particular episode is that you can serve your way to success. Serve your way to success. I am so grateful that Niche Rose thought it not robbery to hang out with me today as we have explored and done well another episode of Dare to Dream with Dr. Nicole. If you desire to be a guest here, hit us up. We would love to have a conversation to make sure you and your dreams can materialize in a way that you envision it. God bless you. Until next time, see you soon.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through Next Financial Group Incorporated, a member of FINRA SIPC.